Hey, welcome to another edition of Rockin' Retirement. Busier than ever and on a mission. And boy, are we on a mission today. We're going to talk about AI. In fact, somebody recently pitted AI versus a financial advisor and wanted to see what the outcome would be in terms of advice and guidance. And the results are kind of interesting. We're going to break it down a little bit when we start off today's show in a couple of moments. Plus, our main topic today is, are there universal retirement truths? You know, retirement's unique. We talk all the time about how you need a customized plan. You can't pull off a plan off the shelf and have it be the same as everybody else's. But there are some things that are really just universal truths throughout the financial and retirement planning landscape. So we're going to toss those things Janine's way, talk to her a little bit about how she feels about these universal things. We're talking about beautiful places in our Getting to Know You segment, and we've got a great question about buying your dream forever home from Rose Marie in our mailbag portion of the program. All that and more is coming up on today's show. Let's get started. It's Rockin' Retirement. Welcome to the show. Walter Storholt here alongside Janine Theus. And Janine, it is great to be with you for another episode. How have you been?
Thank you. Very good. It's crazy. And I hate seeing the end of late summer. I love the fall, but I am not ready for winter. So I want to get outside a little more.
Hopefully you have a nice extended fall for yourself and don't have to worry too much about that.
So. But you know, when we all are inside, it's kind of hard to get out there occasionally when you're pretty busy. So but yeah, it's great.
Just put on some warmer clothes and go out there and do your thing. Although you're a swimmer, right? So yeah, you definitely like those warmer temperatures. It's hard getting out of the pool and then running out to the car afterward. And
yeah, you know, well, actually it's hard getting up at dark 30 to go hit the pool
when it's that cold. Yeah. Yeah. How am I going to get warmed up enough to want to be in a pool? That's a tough question. Yeah. That's great. Well, I'm looking forward to our show today. Let's jump right in, Janine, and tackle this article. So this was in an edition of Fortune, the Fortune website recently. This author pitted ChatGPT, the AI that everybody's been kind of talking about and experimenting with over the last several months, pitted it against a real financial advisor to see if it would help her save for retirement. She says the winner is clear. The author of this article says the winner is clear. We're not going to probably surprise anybody by saying the human won still against the robot in this particular case. But you thought this was a pretty interesting concept and article. What jumped out to you about this?
Well, AI is pretty fascinating because, yes, it's very fast. And it can be very entertaining because you can make it slant in tone to wherever you want to go. But you have to double check. You have to read what it writes for you, because the facts don't always fit the case.
Yeah.
And this article was great because the ChatGPT, I mean, it's a program and it's going to think linearly. I mean, that's what programs do. And it's really hard for it to take in all the factors that would occur in retirement, or, you know, a premature death. You don't make it as far as your savings. I mean, the person in the example is making $89,000 a year and, you know, early 30s. And what does he need to retire? And the way the calculator did the calculations, he would have to have like $5 million to replace things because of inflation and all these other things that happen. I'm like, okay, in that case, if you work it backwards, he's going to have to save like $140,000 a year, which is way more than he's making right now. So, you know, it was really well done mathematically, but it showed that it's more than just the numbers.
Yeah. Like AI misses nuance a lot of the time. So it's great at doing things quickly. Mm-hmm. But misses the nuance. And that was the case it ended up being in this article, which if you want to go read this article, by the way, we'll link to it in the description and the show notes of today's episode. Go check it out. It's an interesting read. But yeah, just it basically created a very unrealistic scenario for this person. I mean, if you'd put this in there and kind of trusted it as your financial plan, you would have given up. Like, what's the point in working at this? You know, like, I'll never retire is basically the answer that it provided. And that's, what the real advisor helped find out.
Exactly. And what she was saying, you know, crying tears of despair because I'm never going to get there based on this calculation, which was great because that's exactly it. We can do math all day, but emotions, real life, and life happens and things happen that get you off course all the time.
Yeah.
So, and there's no way AI can factor all of that. There might be some very specific rules and regulations AI can help you with because it's monitoring whatever the data is at the time that it's scanning the universe of the internet. But it's just not going to be able to give you advice that will probably make sense for your life.
Yeah. No, I think that is a fantastic point. She even had some questions, the author, on ChatGPT's math skills actually not turning out okay. Like, there were a few things that she seemed to find that didn't quite match what she needed. Also, ChatGPT makes a lot of assumptions about your situation. Mm-hmm. It's not fantastic at asking follow-up questions. These are all things that humans are really good at being able to do right. to get a better idea of your picture. ChatGPT, the most time, just takes, or any AI, kind of takes the data you input and tries to make something out of it. It doesn't seem to have that ability to decipher, I need more information, and that more information can come from different places.
Right. And it, it's essentially a glorified future value calculator.
Yeah.
Which, I have this much, I'm earning this much a year, whatever the number is, 6%, 10%, and I'm going to have what projected into the future. It doesn't factor in the expenses that you have. If you start to have kids, we all know how expensive kids can be. Changes the whole trajectory. And, any other life events that are real that you would have happen, even tax changes, it can't factor those. So it's really important that you sit with someone who's going to walk through your life with you and what your expectations are and help you have realistic expectations for where you're trying to go.
Not as a financial advisor. I've used some of AI and ChatGPT plenty. I will say there are tasks where it saves a lot of time. Great time-saving tool. It can also be a tool that has helped me before get off of like a writer's block or something like that. Yeah. It's great at actually kind of just coming up. It's like brainstorming with another person across the table from you. Like, hey, give me some ideas around this. Okay, I like the third idea you came up with, but let's tweak it in this way. That's been some really cool uses of it, but I have a hard time trusting it on anything important. And one example, Janine, I shared this with you before the show, and that was I had put in some data about a podcast I hosted and wanted to see what it would spit out in terms of like a description and how it would write it different than I would. And what it came out with was it made the guest of the show an alcoholic and had a drug problem and all these other things. And that person wasn't an alcoholic, didn't have a drug problem. It was never mentioned in the episode. It just out of thin air just sort of created this piece of the episode that did not exist. So you got to still be really careful on things. So now pretend you're trying to plan your life savings with this AI that you can't really trust and not just make stuff up.
Right. Oh, and that's a huge piece. I mean, the numbers always need to be checked because life is more than just numbers. Math is important.
Yes.
But like you said, you don't want things showing up in your plan that really don't make sense for what you're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. So again, check out the article if you want to read it in the show notes of today's episode. I'll end our comments here, Janine, with how this author ended the article. She said it's the beginning for AI companies who are trying to find a way to make AI more applicable and trustworthy, especially in the financial planning space and context. But in the meantime, her big takeaway was that it's probably best to just use AI for background research, then bring the big questions to a human advisor. So
Yeah, and that was a pretty good takeaway. Yeah, very good. And one thing I would point out, especially for those in retirement, you do have to be careful now because as wonderful a tool as it is, there are a lot of people out there who are now attempting to use it to scam.
Yes, big time.
To scam the elderly. And if you're confused by tech to begin with, it could be very easy to scam you with AI because of the things it can do. So you really do have to look very carefully at emails or texts that you get that look very similar to accounts. You're not going to have account numbers, of course, but information regarding like a bank account, checking account. It's asking you to, I keep getting texts from U.S. Postal Service. I'm like, they don't send me texts.
All the time. Yeah. I'm like, who's falling for this one?
Yeah. But people who are not that savvy with tech are going to potentially fall for this, and then you've got an issue.
Absolutely. Oh, I've got an important package that's going to get delivered to somebody else. I need to put my info in so they get it to the right place, and boom,
right.
You've just made a mistake. So
Yep.
I know we could do a whole show on scams. We'll save those for another time.
Yeah.
I got one today that almost got me, Janine. It wasn't digital. It was an old-fashioned one, and it looked like a check, like someone had sent me a check, and I thought it was a refund from like the government for taxes. But then I looked closer and I was like, wait. And I've actually been expecting a refund check to come through. And so I was already primed for that. And then I was like, wait, this isn't an actual check, but my gosh, it looks just like a check. And so anyway, it was a voucher that they're trying to get you to then try to cash and then call them to say, how do I get my value out of here? And then they're selling you stuff. So
Or they're asking you for the account so they can send it to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
they even still get me sometimes, and that's scary for them folks who aren't as savvy in the tech world. You know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's very sophisticated tech, but
yeah,
you know, we have to take the time to be smarter than it issues.
Janine's advice is don't let AI be your friend. Use it as a tool, but don't let it be your friend.
That's a good one. Yes.
Where you would take things. Well, if you want to talk to a human financial advisor who knows nuance, who knows how to best prepare for retirement and your financial future, and knows the kind of mission that you want to be on in your financial life and in retirement, and wants to help you accomplish that mission, make sure that you're putting together a solid plan to lead you to and through retirement, reach out to Janine Theus. You can find her online at TheusWealthAdvisors.com or give a call to 443-718-6311. And we'll put that contact information in the description of today's show. All right, Janine, it's time for our main topic of the day. And on today's episode of Rockin' Retirement, we're going to talk about universal retirement truths. Now, we know, Janine, that retirement's this unique journey, right? The thought that there's this, you know, one-size-fits-all solution. We've spent lots of time on your various podcasts talking about how that's a myth. But what if there are some universal truths that can at least help guide every retiree in a similar fashion? Would that at least help out the planning process a little bit?
Yeah.
And it turns out that there are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And especially if you're in retirement. If you're near retirement, you have some space to start adjusting some of these things. But if you're in retirement and right before that, you need an income plan. I mean, even if you're in accumulation mode, you really should take a look at, income versus outcome. Or what is it? The goes intas and the goes outas, you know?
Yes.
You need to make sure you're not spending more than you earn, which the government does all the time, but we won't go there. But you definitely need an income plan because you have to be able to factor what it's going to cost you to live, which is very difficult to do for a lot of people who are, 10 and 20 years away from. But even those who are in, nearing retirement, when you start to actually look at the numbers in terms of what am I replacing? I mean, typically people, the industry for years has said, you want to replace 80% of your income. Well, not if inflation has been high. It's more like 120%. Yeah. And so you've got to look at what's it going to cost me to live? And then how do I get the income I'm going to need from the sources or resources that I have? And that's where a lot of people have difficulty because going into retirement and trying to do income planning is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And then that leads to what other things are attached to that, all of your investments. So for most people because not a lot of people have pensions anymore, if you don't have a pension, then what do you have? Social Security.
Yeah.
And so what the social, when should you take Social Security? Why should you wait? Maybe you shouldn't wait. There are a lot of questions in that decision alone that you have to explore because
a piece of the puzzle is your Social Security going to be?
Exactly. And then there is a tax consequence depending, but if the only thing you have is Social Security that you've planned for, then your invested assets are going to provide that income. Well, how are you going to do that? Mm. And what we know is people tend behaviorally to knee-jerk to what the market's doing. especially when markets are volatile. And because we have, there's an independent organization called Dalbar that watches money inflows and outflows from the market. So we know behavior is probably the biggest nemesis for success in retirement. People react to volatility in not good ways. So, you know, how you are diversified is matters. So that would be item number three. You know, you've got, you know, getting your income plan and then realizing that you can't time the market successfully. Nobody can consistently. So how do I make this work with my invested assets so I don't lose them? Which, you know, if you're chasing return, you're going to affect your portfolio, which then is going to be more affected when you have a volatile market or a down market, and you also have a withdrawal plan going on. So if you're over withdrawing and the market's volatile, then you're going to deplete that asset pretty quickly. So how are you going to do the calculations, or how are you going to, you know, structure the investments so they can last as long as you do? That's a real problem for a lot of people because they don't really understand diversification. There's a lot of information out there about the markets and investing. Not all of it's helpful.
Yeah. You know? And not all of it is unbiased. In fact, most of it is biased in some way, shape, or form, right? People are always trying to get you to do something.
Right. Right. And so, well, like just recently, I was looking at a couple of finance sites this week, and I wish I had captured them because, let's see, 3 days ago, roughly, there was this one very big headline right in the middle of the page. So that would grab your eyeballs. And then the next day was a completely opposite message. What's happening in the financial media is whiplash. And that's intentional because it gets you to move. It gets you to chase. And that can be harmful to any portfolio, is if you're trying to pick winners and losers. And we know from the research that doesn't work. And so you've got, you know, how are you diversified? Meaning, do I have a lot of the same thing? That's what a lot of people have, and they don't realize it.
People who are trying to like stock pick and time the market and those kinds of things. We are, you know, we started, one of our recent conversations was about AI and artificial intelligence and automation and these kinds of things that are in the market today. And that's what's really changed over the last couple of years, at least that I've noticed in just one simple way. We as humans are making decisions with our emotions and also over a period of time. We might be making a decision that takes us days to think about. Even if it only takes us minutes to think about, we're going up against machines and algorithms that are making decisions in the, you know, I don't know, trillionth of a second, right? Like in ways that we could never dream of being able to make split second decisions and predictions and things like that. So it's tough to win a game when your opponent is literally a step ahead of you from a timing standpoint.
That's right. And if you're an individual DIY, you do it yourself investor, you are way behind the curve when it comes to trying to pick and choose winners, because the institutional investors own the market.
Yeah.
So if you aren't coordinating what you're doing with basically institutional investors properly, you're just going to be constantly getting whiplash from the movements. And you're right, they trade very fast. So the idea, especially when you get to retirement, is not to do that. You don't want to be trading in and out of your account. You want a proper portfolio diversified across asset classes with proper location because of a couple things. One of them is that's how you're going to be able to calculate your income over time so that it's consistent and you don't deplete the portfolio. Mm-hmm. The other part of that is taxes. I mean, taxes are going to change anyway with tax code, but you can incur taxes by continuing to move money in and out. And then if you own mutual funds, and a lot of people do, it's still about half the market, there are a lot of taxes embedded in mutual funds. You don't see them in qualified accounts like 401ks and IRAs, but there is a tax drag, and that's because the money managers of those mutual funds have to move things in and out before it's time, if you will. And so that incurs a tax. And in 2008, if everybody remembers back that far, last year was a very volatile market. And if you owned mutual funds, you probably got your composite 1099 that said you owed taxes and you didn't touch anything. And that's because they're very tax inefficient. So taxes can add to, you know, depending on where you are in income, but taxes can, yeah. that tax drag can deplete your portfolio faster.
A choppy market can cause us to mistime the market, to sell and buy when we shouldn't. And while we're doing all that, create tax problems along the way.
Exactly. Exactly. So one of the things that, you know, the value of the advisor is the sounding board, the counselor that says, yeah. do not, you know, be disciplined, stick with the plan. We talked about this. What is your expected rate of return? What is a realistic expectation? And our job is to keep you in your seat and not jump out when the roller coaster takes a nosedive, yeah. because that's the worst thing you could do to your overall plan.
Well, that's the universal retirement truths that we are going to cover on today's episode. We could keep listing more out, Janine, but pretty good job of it right there. So as a recap, we talked about how everybody needs an income plan, no matter who you are. That's kind of universal retirement truth number one. You mentioned this one a couple of times, Janine. Nobody can consistently time the stock market. That That's goes right in hand with then also why you need that income plan. It's funny how each of these truths kind of point to the others as the reasons why, you know.
Yeah.
Diversification, essential for risk management. Make sure that you're diversifying in the way that's appropriate for you. Emotions, we can't overlook that one. Going to be your worst enemy in most cases. So definitely keep those in check. And last universal retirement truth, don't forget the taxes. Tax implications matter. It's important to keep those things in mind along the way, not just for the buying and selling of the stock market side, but for any investment vehicle, right? There's been times where people have lost out on tens of thousands of dollars because of bad tax mistakes.
Oh, yeah. And what we know from, in fact, Ernst & Young did a really big paper on this that discovered if you can control the tax bite, it actually adds about 2% to overall portfolio performance. And so that results down the road in almost a 20% increase in the amount of retirement asset you have, which of course will then provide more income. So reducing that tax drag is really important. And a lot of people don't see it because it's kind of invisible. Yeah. You know, it's embedded in mutual funds, but it can be embedded in a portfolio if it's not done properly.
Very good. Well, if you need help putting together your retirement plan and your financial future, if you are building your plan off of things that aren't stable, like these retirement truths, I mean, that's what your plan should be based off of, are retirement truths. Don't you want to be operating in a world of truth and not one of confusion and misconception, which unfortunately is kind of where sometimes the financial markets want to keep you confused. Yes. They want to keep you off balance, reacting to things, because that's how they beat you. With a more systematic process and working with someone who has a ton of experience in the financial and retirement planning world, it's going to keep you from making those kinds of mistakes. So don't hesitate to reach out to Janine Theus with your questions. You can go to theuswealthadvisors.com or give her a call at 443-718-6311. Have a simple initial conversation about your plan, kind of where you stand financially, what your goals are, and you'll be able to see if you're a pretty good fit to work with Janine or not. Doesn't cost you anything to have that initial chat, so don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions at all. All right, it's time to get to know Janine Theus a little bit better. And Janine, here is my question for you on today's video. What's the most beautiful place you've ever visited? This should be an easy one to talk about, but maybe a hard one to decide on.
Yeah, deciding is because I've been quite a few places that every place has its own beauty. Although there are some places I don't know that I would want to ever go, like maybe the desert, Bahrain, something like that. I don't know. I only know, and I only say that because my son was there recently and there's not much there. I think, so I was in Iceland years ago on deployment. Ooh,
that's on our bucket list to go see for sure.
Well, you know, and it's a very cool place, but where the military base was, where the Navy base was at the time, it's a lava field. Or it used to be a lava field, and there's not a lot there. You have the lava rock, wind blows all the time. The air is crystal clear. And so Iceland has a lot of features now. It's become quite the tourist place. But at the time, it was rather barren when we were there. And so we got a chance to do R&R in Scotland. And we go from this rather bleak environment to Scotland, and we were blinded by the emerald green.
Nice.
It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It was not too far from Inverness. Elgin is the place, and there's a maritime base there. And it was just stunning. It was so much fun, but it was just beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Scotland's on our list for sure. I have Norwegian ancestry, so I would love to get to Norway. And it looks, just from pictures, like a pretty amazing place to go.
Yeah.
So that would be a neat place to check out. But I'm with you. I like the Pacific Northwest a lot. We were actually pretty close to moving out there at one point. We really love the Oregon coast and kind of that, not necessarily Seattle itself, but like northwest of Seattle, kind of in that pocket up in there. We love like the Olympic National Park and Forest. And so, yeah, just a lot to really like about that area of the country for sure. But I do live in Colorado now, so it's hard to complain about some of the great sights.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you have a gorgeous view.
Yeah, I've been on some really nice hikes lately that I would have to say are definitely up there on the list of most beautiful places ever seen. So aren't we lucky to have so many options and so many things to choose from that we've seen?
Well, and I think that people who don't travel in the United States, I mean, they want to travel all over the world, but the United States has
a lot to see here.
Lot to see, and some absolutely gorgeous areas that are worth exploring.
Yeah, it's hard to cover it all. We haven't even really gotten into the Alaskas and the Hawaiis, and even Canada has some incredible national parks, if that's your thing.
Like Banff is just
Banff
stunning.
Banff looks amazing. Yeah. So all those are on the list. We just got to get to them now. So very cool. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Janine. That's getting to know Janine Theus a little bit better on the show today. All right, we're opening up the mailbag, and we've got a question here from Rose Marie. I like that name, Janine. Rose Marie. That's kind of pretty. Do you like dual names like that?
Yeah, some of them work. Rose Marie is, I think, an older name.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Used to be popular.
Yeah, I like that one. All right, so Rose Marie, how much is too much to spend on our forever home? We're going to move in a couple of years when we retire, and my husband wants to buy a house that's cheaper than our current home so that we can avoid having a mortgage in retirement. But this is going to be the place where we live for the rest of our lives, so I want it to be perfect. Who is right?
Well, this is where I hang up my family counselor shingle.
That's right. Yes. Yes. Put that cap on.
Yep. If there is no right or wrong answer. There are a lot of things you have to talk through, because, you know, he's looking at it from, okay, we're going from, you know, this much income and we're going to have this much income. And so we don't want more expenses than we can handle, because you don't want to go to sleep at night feeling you're being choked because your expenses are so high.
Yeah. Who wants to live in retirement like that?
Yeah. So, you know, if it's going to be a forever home, there are things about the home that you might want to have that are important to you. But, you know, is it really the big home? Is it the location of the home? Are you going to have any acreage? Are you going to live in a neighborhood? Are you going to have an expensive HOA? Do you really want the Karens next door? There are a lot of questions there. What kind of neighborhood do you want to live in? There are points to be made on both sides of that question. I typically get people to, first, you have to go back, which we talked about a little bit earlier, and figure out what your lifestyle is going to cost.
Yeah.
And then what can you handle comfortably? Because what's going to happen over time? Inflation. So costs are going to go up. And can you handle that with how you're structuring your income so that you will be able to afford the house? Now, a lot of people will take, and this is happening now, I'm going to sell this house, take the income or take the proceeds and go put it in the next house, and I'm going to pay my house off. Whether or not that's a good decision or not is worth a conversation. With interest rates being where they are, that might make sense. You know, when interest rates were 2.5%, 3%, maybe not, because liquidity becomes really important, because there are other things that happen in retirement you might need liquidity for. So, you know, spending, what makes the house your forever home? Mm-hmm. And I think you really have to have a pretty honest conversation about that, and then work backwards.
Yeah.
and it's going to be a negotiation and you're going to have to compromise.
You're not going to get everything you want, just like in a normal home purchase, but there is that extra consideration in retirement. I think about it this way, being a non-retiree and not really on that horizon, but trying to put myself in the shoes of someone like my parents who are literally, mom just put her notice in and is working out her final notice and they're getting ready to move to Maine. And they're starting their retirement literally within the next couple of weeks. Dad's actually there as we were recording this right now, Janine, looking at a house. One finally popped up. They looked at hundreds over the last couple of months, have made a few offers. Things have fallen through a couple times on the seller side or got outbid. So they're in that zone of just trying to find that right home. And they're seeing the same thing. Mom doesn't really want a mortgage. Dad's okay with it because he's like, we're going to live here for a long time, but she wants more headroom to go and visit us out in Colorado and go visit family and do other stuff. And so they're having all these same battles. And yeah, Dad's like, well, a smaller house makes sense because it's just the two of us and we don't need a big house. But I like a nice property, so trying to balance those two competing features. And at the same time, I still want to have a place to get away and go work on my art and do my own thing every once in a while. So it's an interesting battle trying to figure out all of those different things. But the thing I try to have some empathy for is, in your working years, you feel okay extending sometimes, right? Because you're like, I can always work harder, or I expect to make more in the future. So not saying that's a wise decision to always make, go extend yourself on the promise that you're going to extend, but you at least have that reasonable possibility of, I'll go pick up more work, I'll do X, Y, and Z. But in retirement, the goal is not to go back to work for most people. So yeah, you're kind of like, okay, I'm locking into this lifestyle for the rest of my life. And that does change that home equation maybe a little bit.
It does. And there's another big component to this. When you're in your 60s and perhaps early to mid 70s, it's a different ball game, depending on your health, from when you're in your 80s and then maybe 90s. And how much family is where you're planning to have your forever home? Because I think one of the hardest things is, what kind of support is going to be there for you? Because it's making it like, you're in Colorado and parents are looking at Maine. I mean, I'm in Ohio and I have kids all over the country. And we're like, okay. And I said this to my husband the other day, I really like where we are, but I don't know if we can stay here because kids and grandkids that are coming along, and I'd like to be closer to them. Now, I know you can't chase your kids across the country or across the world in some cases.
Or especially when they're all spread out, you're not actually ever close to any of them, even if you pick the midway point, right?
Right. And but you really need to stop and consider that. And I mean, Colorado's beautiful. Why are they moving to Maine? You know, not to hit on your dad at all, but, you know, it's just kind of Maine's gorgeous. So is Colorado. So, you know, what kind of family is around that you might need is around or, you know, because when you hit your 70s, that's, if you move again, that's your last move, most likely.
In most cases, unless it's then moving into an assisted living place or whatever.
Right. And so my parents have been in their house for nearly 50 years in Oregon. They absolutely refuse to move.
Yeah.
So I'm schlepping back quite often to help them with things that they can't do for themselves anymore.
Right.
And, you know, so you get help in there. But, you know, there comes a time when, you know, if that's important to you, you have to consider it early on before it, you know, there's a time when you can't do it.
Very helpful. Thank you, Janine, for that perspective. And thanks, Rose Marie, for your question as well. I hope that gives you some good guidance. Sounds like you and the hubby need to have some more deep conversations about what you want in retirement. But meet with a financial advisor. That can help clear questions like this up. That's actually what my parents did, and it helped them realize it's okay if you find the right home to take on a mortgage. You can afford it. You don't have to have just this nebulous reason for not wanting one just because it makes you feel better. But if it gets you the kind of house that you really want to have in retirement, it's okay. You have permission to make that extension and go for it. You don't have to now go spend that much, but if you need to, you can. and that's helped them in their search a little bit. Yeah. So those are the kinds of things that you get clarity on when you meet with a qualified financial advisor. And that's Janine Theus. And so if you're listening or watching today's show and you've got any questions about your financial future and about how to properly prepare for retirement, one more time, don't hesitate to get in touch with Janine. You can get in touch by going to the website, theuswealthadvisors.com. There's a link to that in the description of today's show. And you can also call 443-718-6311. Set up a complimentary visit with Janine and go through anything that might be on your mind. Well, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast and watching us on YouTube if you're consuming there. I want to take a quick time out from the show today to talk about a great resource that might help you plan for retirement and your financial future. If you're not ready for a one-on-one conversation with an advisor, maybe this is a good first step to get a little bit more education and guidance. Janine, you've written a great book that walks people through some of the really important questions that they need to be thinking about and asking about retirement. Tell us a little bit about what resource we have to offer people today.
So I have a book called Seven Secrets to a Smart Retirement.
Nice. I like the spy thing, by the way.
The spy thing. Yeah. Because of one of my previous careers, collecting data. This book is not meant to be some very intellectual tome. It's amusing. We made it funny. It's some quick facts that you need to consider, you know, if you're getting ready to retire. And we talked about some of those today in our podcast, but what are the things you really need to consider and take a look at? And can you do these yourself? Or would you like some help? Most people would opt for some help and sounding board and advice because it can get pretty complicated. So these are the seven secrets of a smart retirement plan. And if you'd like this book, let us know.
Yeah. Can people just call or visit the website and ask for a copy?
Can.
Is that the easiest way?
So all you have to do is contact us via the website, Theus, like the US, wealthadvisors.com, or you can give us a call at the office at 443-718-6311.
That's all you have to do. And you can get a copy of that book from Janine, The Seven Secrets to a Smart Retirement, and see how many you know now. And then after you read the book, you'll at least certainly know seven. And then you can go through the planning process if you feel like you're ready for that step at that point. Well, Janine, that'll wrap things up for today's edition of Rockin' Retirement. Hope you had a great show, and I hope you have a good rest of your week.
Thanks so much, Walter. Take care.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time on Rockin' Retirement, busier than ever and on a mission. Don't forget to like and subscribe on your favorite podcasting apps and on YouTube, and we'll see you again next time.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.